Hello everybody, I'm here with Victor, Head of Product Management, SAP Analytics Cloud, OEM. So what's the OEM part in that story?
It's an exciting thing that we've been keeping under the radar for the last 1.5 years. It's basically the goal to embed Analytics Cloud across all of the SAP applications, to get that consistent analytics experience across the SAP portfolio, but also opening up for partners to embed in their own applications.
Yeah, I saw some. You gave some demos today, and extremely powerful. I think if you look at the number of cloud applications you're eventually going to hit with the content, it's the integration part, but also the content part, which is going to make it very strong. I think was an astronomical number of 159 million potential users you're going to hit.
Yeah.
So basically, SAP Analytics Cloud is going to be embedded in all the SAP products, the cloud SAP products.
Starting with the cloud, absolutely.
Yeah, that's very impressive. The thing that was also very impressive is basically that you have two scenarios. First, you have all the clouds products, which have the embedded component in them.
Yep.
And then basically at the end of the day, you could also transform that into the cloud data warehouse and then combine models.
Mm-hmm.
So also Blueberry plays an important role there in that scenario. So basically the whole portfolio is going to be tackled.
That's the goal. That's at the end of the day, for the customers, it wouldn't matter whether they're using an application from us. They would get the insights directly in the application from powered by the Analytics Cloud. From then on, if they still wanted to build like a data warehouse, that will be seamlessly integrated with Analytics Cloud on top of it.
Yeah.
So they get all the benefits of using our technology.
Yeah, and also all the metadata which you can
and
use.
The metadata.
That was very powerful in the demo which you did with the Smart Insights.
Uh-huh.
So you basically type a understandable user command saying, okay, I want to have sales, so it goes into the sales measure for a certain district, and it goes into the district dimension, and I think that will be the killer feature in the end.
That's the goal. I mean, it's not just making sure that we can connect to data, that's one thing, but being able to build a common semantic layer on top of that that understands the types of questions people would ask and just gives the insights. Just by answering a simple question is super powerful.
Would that also be something which goes across models in the end of the day?
Yes.
Is that's the goal,
that's
right?
The goal.
So if I have a customer, that means that customer coming from S4 or from Cloud.
What you saw with Fieldglass, SuccessFactors, S4 and C4, it's basically those are different data models.
Mm-hmm.
But since we can do this mapping behind the scenes, you are able to ask a question and then get the answer that comes from different models.
Incredible.
Again,
early
preview, but the promise is it's super exciting what we can do with that.
Yeah, what was also very clear to me was a statement that if you look at the applications which will have the embedded Analytics Cloud, basically you see, okay, we have SAP S4 Cloud, which is going to be supported somewhere in the coming periods. But on-premise is not even on the radar yet. So that means that the focus is really primarily today on cloud.
The 159 million you saw, those are cloud users.
Yeah,
so
right.
We go with that. Obviously, the major missing piece is S4 on-prem, where we have like 9,000 customers today. And that is a technical question that we still are working on.
Yeah.
But what we also made clear is that the things we can achieve and deliver out of the box with the cloud applications, the customers can achieve on their own.
Right.
So the APIs, the approach to embed Analytics Cloud will be the same. Just remains to be seen whether we as SAP would deliver that out of the box, because then you have also like different release cycles, customers are staying on different versions and so on. It's a bit more complex than
that. Extra layer of complexity. Yeah. So that was basically your second part of the presentation was all about APIs.
Yep.
And one API example you showed is basically that you, I think it was Q4 this year, that you even have the possibility to generate the URL from a specific story and embed that into a certain application, being your own website or your own HTML5 based.
Exactly.
And that's something which there's only one small thing you mentioned in your presentation. It's still a license thing because
the licensing model needs to follow. So basically, in this case, the technology, I think this is the right way to do it. First, you build a technology and then you commercialize it.
Yeah.
We're still working on that approach where you need a different model if you want to embed just some insights into your websites or into a third party application.
Yeah.
The model needs to support that.
Right. Okay. Thanks a lot for that.
You're welcome. Thanks
Until next
for,
time.
Thanks for joining. Yep. See you.
Thanks.
We've seen a lot of innovations in especially the analytics area for SAP Analytics Cloud. So could you briefly talk through some of that innovations?
You know, I'll try my best. I've been talking to a lot of customers and partners here at TechEd. We're having a great time, and I've totally lost my voice. So apologies there, but I'll hang in there.
Okay.
But we've had a great set of announcements that we've recently announced in innovations for Analytics Cloud. And I think the most recent and most important, as it really supports this overall vision for SAP's path and SAP customers' path to an intelligent enterprise,
yeah,
is the embedded smarts in machine learning that's embedded right within Analytics Cloud. Now, there's kind of three flavors of this that I think are really important for customers and the ecosystem out there to know. It's the improved user experience through things like natural language processing. So I can easily, as a business user, start to ask questions of my data. You know, that really changes the game in terms of the UI that I use to interface. The second one is smart discovery and the automation of content, particularly with our analytics customers. They have a lot of content.
Yeah.
With Analytics Cloud, you can click a button and have machine learning and automation create visualizations and dashboards for you based on your data.
And that was never available in any of the former analytic product that we have today. Yeah?
And so it totally changes the dynamic of content creation. Now as a business user, I can just get served up the information that I need and the insights that I need for my business. And it allows partners, consultants to focus on some of the harder tasks of the data modeling and data manipulation and data blending, which is great. And the final piece on the machine learning is we've taken machine learning algorithms, and this is part of our smart predict capabilities, and embedded them right into Analytics Cloud. And so now you can get anomaly detections, outlier detections, you can do forecasting and simulations, all within, and not from, you don't need a degree in data science to do this. Any end user can gain value from these powerful machine learning algorithms. So it's really changing the game in BI. And you know, I'll close on the final note is, here at TechEd we're talking a lot to developers and to partners. And there is a great wave coming with these machine learning capabilities to embed this intelligence into applications and build your own analytic applications. And so we're rolling out application design capabilities in Analytics Cloud as well, so that developers and partners can build, embed, and extend analytic content throughout the ecosystem, which is phenomenal.
Yeah, I saw a great demo yesterday where some IoT data from machines was actually put in an application design app in SAC, and it basically calculated how much time was left for any maintenance or replacement need to be done. That looked really great, embedded, and I also see that within a couple of minutes, maybe seconds, end users get information about the data they never knew, and they only have to click a button. So, and I think it's also great that it's now coming for live data sources in SAC as well. It's great to have those innovations.
That's great. Yeah. Well, it's great to meet with you guys, and for all of you out there, you should check it out. Go to sapanalytics.cloud and grab a free trial and try the product out.
Okay, Nick, thank you very much.
Great to see you guys.
And we will catch up later.
All the best.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah.
Thanks again.
Martijn, good day. Second day of TechEd. What are your takeaways on the BI space?
Hey, good day, guys. My takeaways for the second day are that we're getting a new Bob J version. So we're getting 4.3. A bit of a pity that it's going to be GA around Sapphire, but in 2020. So that's quite a long time, but they're bringing a couple of enhancements, especially in the hybrid strategy, as SAP is calling it. So being able to integrate your Bob J environment, especially Web Intelligence, for instance, with your SAP Analytics Cloud, to make that transition as smooth as possible. So that's interesting. Another thing which I found interesting was that Roam B is back. We are along waiting some offline capabilities in SAC for people that want to consume stories on a mobile device and are not connected and they want to have quick access. So the Roam B templates are being reintroduced I believe that will be in wave 2018, 20 or 21. So that will be somewhere in November, end of November.
Well, that's pretty quick.
It's pretty quick. It looks like they've just integrated the whole Roambee cloud, which was already a cloud solution, into SAC. And one other thing which I'm very interested about is the integration with Analysis for Office in SAC. So we've had some rumors that they're building a new capability, a new client, which will be available as a desktop application, but also in SAC, which would give you full integration with the Office suite.
That's interesting, really.
Very interesting, because that is indeed, again, something which makes customers to get along with the hybrid strategy and to get their Analysis for Office workbooks in SAC and still have their customer base satisfied who does a lot of Excel, especially in finance, for instance. It's always a hot topic. And they promised that you would get a unified user experience if you're working on a tablet or on a desktop. As long as it's a Microsoft Office product, you would be able to operate it.
And when can we expect this?
I think probably by the end of the year, maybe early next year, it will be GA.
That's pretty quick
and,
then.
Yeah. And well, at Indadops, we try to get the first versions out there. And once we have some information, we will publish a blog and just follow us.
So anything else on the new side here?
No, I'm just looking forward. I think application design looks pretty okay. Not that feature rich yet, but well, got some promising new stuff. So yeah, let's see how that will end up in the near future.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, and see you guys tomorrow.
Tomorrow.